Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mohapatra. Today is Wednesday, 1st of November, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally lower as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index. The market corrected sharply after a gap-up opening and snapped two-day winning streak on 31st of October. Given the unsustainability of the Nifty 50 at the crucial resistance area of 19,250, further downtrend can be possible up to 19,000 or 18,900 levels. But on the higher side, the decisive clearance of 19,250 to 19,300 area can open the door for 19,500 levels, according to experts. Today's trading session is particularly important as it is a day ahead of Federal Reserve's interest rate decisions. In the US markets, stock futures were slightly lower on Tuesday evening as Wall Street geared up for Fed's latest policy decision after closing out a terrible month. Futures died to the Dow Jones Industrial Average were 50 points lower or down 0.15%. S&P 500 futures and NASDAQ 100 futures each shed about 0.2%. In after-hours trading, restaurant operator Yum China Holdings plunged 9.2% after missing revenue estimates for the third quarter. Meanwhile, shares of Tinder parent Match Group fell 6.9% on disappointing revenue guidance. Advanced Micro Devices was slightly above flatline after posting a beat on earnings and revenue, which reversed its earlier steep declines driven on disappointing fourth quarter revenue estimates. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets opened higher ahead of a policy decision from the US Federal Reserve as investors monitored a slew of manufacturing data. The Fed will conclude its two-day monetary policy meeting later in the day, with markets expecting the central bank to stand pat on interest rates. Purchasing managers' index data for October is expected from major economies including China, India, and South Korea. Japan's Nikkei opened 2% higher, while Topix added 1.95%. South Korea's Kospi was up 0.76% and Kosdaq rose 1.27% at the open. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 traded 0.22% higher. Mark Mobius's Market Views. Sensex is on its way to touching the 1 lakh mark in the next 5 years, believes global investment guru Mark Mobius of Mobius Capital Partners, who is a big advocate of the Indian equity market in the emerging market space. Given the 10-year US Treasury is giving a risk-free return of 5%, the case for equities has become a bit weak. That said, the long-term growth story for India remains intact. In fact, if there was a little bit more correction, we would have deployed some more cash into India. That's what Mark Mobius told Money Control on the sidelines of Morningstar Investment Conference. According to Mobius, investors can find companies in sectors like software, construction materials, and healthcare. For instance, he is betting on stocks like Persistent Systems, APL Apollo Tubes, DreamFox Services, and MapMyIndia. According to him, these are companies that have low debt, high return on capital ratios, and good growth ahead of them. Now let's quickly go through some results. L&T Q2 results. The infrastructure major has recorded a massive 45% year-on-year growth in consolidated profit at 3,223 crore rupees for the quarter ended September, with order inflow growing 72% year-on-year to 89,153 crore rupees. Consolidated revenue from operations grew 19% year-on-year to 51,024 crore rupees for the quarter. Consolidated order book now stands at 4.5 lakh crore as of September 2023. Bharti Airtel Q2 results. The results missed estimates. The telecom operator reported net profit at 1,340 crore rupees for the July-September period, falling 16.9% over previous quarter, with revenue from operations declining 1% to 37,044 crore rupees. EBITDA fell 0.4% sequentially to 19,665 crore rupees, but margin expanded by 40 basis points to 53.1% during the quarter. Average revenue per user, or the ARPU, came in at 203 rupees, increasing from 190 rupees in quarter 2 FY23 and 200 rupees in quarter 1 FY24. Tata Consumer Products Q2. the Tata company managed to beat estimates. The FMCG company has registered a 3.1% year-on-year growth in consolidated profit at 338 crore rupees for the quarter ended September. This was partly supported by higher other income. In Q2 FY23, the profit was boosted by an exceptional income of 111 crore rupees, resulting into a high base for Q2 FY24. Revenue from operations grew by 11% to 3,734 crore rupees compared to corresponding period last fiscal. Navin Fluorine. We all know that specialty chemical companies have been going through a tough time. Navin Fluorine's results demonstrate this. The company missed analyst estimates. Its consolidated profit rose 4.8% year-on-year to 60 crore rupees for the July-September quarter, impacted by lower EBITDA margin. Revenue from operations for the quarter increased by 12.5% to 471 crore rupees. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Anant Narayan, whole-time member of market regulator SEBI. In Money Control's Creator Economy Summit, he said that the more you trade, the less you make. Let's listen in to find out more about this.
So here's what I learned from research papers when it came to investments and you know, how do you manage your finances. There's this lovely paper by Barker and Podian of 2001, which is, I think, provocatively called Men Will Be Men, Gender Bias, Overconfidence, and Investing in Common Stock Securities. It's a long name like that. So it raises the question, who make better investors, men or women? And no prizes for guessing, the answer is women. And it actually goes through 35,000 accounts in the US broking system to do this research and come out with the answer. It then goes on to, don't beat me up for this, this is what the research paper says, I'm merely quoting to you what that paper says. It finds the reason why women tend to do better than men when it comes to investing is that behaviorally, again I'm not saying this, the paper says so, behaviorally, the women are less confident, therefore they trade less, therefore they lose less. The men, behaviorally, apparently, are more confident, therefore they trade more, and therefore they lose more. Like most casinos in the world, the house always wins. So, again, this is not me saying this, this is a research paper saying this, and it's a peer-reviewed paper, right? So the point is, one of the peer-reviewed research advice that comes across is, don't do too much of trading. I don't see too many, you know, YouTube videos or other forms of education emphasizing what is considered to be a fairly universal truth in most of the research community. By the way, we are testing this data for India as well. As a regulator, we have access to a humongous amount of data. We try to test that out. Preliminary reports using intraday trading do indeed show that the more you trade, the less you make. We wait for the peer review to happen of the numbers before we actually share the numbers with you, but it's fairly statistically significant that there is a strong correlation between overtrading and lower returns. You're already probably aware of another research that we did in January of earlier this year. We came out with that. That was a peer reviewed research as well, which showed that 89% of individual traders in the futures and options market, in the derivatives market in India, lose money. Again, buttressing the fact that the more you trade, the less you make.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.